Well, that's what's behind us. Now let's look ahead. Fellas, it's kind of cloudy this
cold.
Morning. It's cloudy.
It's a nasty day. Let's not beat around the bush, but it's
so cold. I was walking down the street a few minutes ago. I saw a witch wearing a flannel brassiere.
Harry, you would.
We're sitting at the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Orange Grove. Right in front of us on the what would be the pedestrian crossing, except they won't let pedestrians cross, are eight uniformed motorcycle officers arrayed in a very sloppy line.
one is yawning.
Numbers three and four are kind of in the front of the group, and then five and six and one and two are...
Oh, they're all kind of moving forward now.
You hear people say, you know, when you really need eight cops on motorcycles in the pedestrian walk, you can never find them, but here they are.
Here they are.
Go to a parade, I tell them.
Call them a liar, you know.
Parade.
Across the street from us right now, a bunch of gentlemen in white coats.
I noticed.
What do they represent, Harry?
It represents patronize your dry cleaners regularly. These are officials from the Tournament of Roses. It's a tradition in Pasadena that the guys wear white suits.
Do you suppose this is the only time they ever wear these suits, is this particular...
And white shoes. Look at that. A symphony with red ties.
John Lennon used to dress that way.
That's right. In the bag.
Late 60s.
And they are walking up and down the street looking at their watches, trying to determine when to start this parade.
Well, this is the only time of the year these guys get to talk back to cops.
If you watch
time of the year these guys get to talk to each other, actually.
Could we ask for a more beautiful day, guys?
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually nice here. They instead of the Goodyear blimp this year, they're floating. They filled Gary Coleman with gas, and he's floating about
to put too much
200 feet above us. And that's nice and reassuring. We are honored this year in the booth. We have what I think is probably the largest radio booth at the Rose Parade, and many people who come and drop by and help us out with this, because it's definitely not a three-man job.
No, I'm not playing today.
And here
he is.
The fans recognize him. He's the former eighth round draft pick of the New York Jets. And
hi, Harry.
This is the first year that probably the Jets could have used you. Denver Devereaux Jr.
Denver Devereaux Jr., yes.
How are you, Denver?
I'm fine. I'm very busy. Thank the Lord. I've been extremely busy.
What have you been doing? I mean, I just finished
wrapping the end of a film, of a science fiction film.
Rapping, you don't mean talking about it. You mean
finishing up with it. It's called Star Wash.
What is it about? Can you fill us in a little bit on the plot?
It's about an intergalactic space car wash. Well, it's a spaceship wash, and it's not only fine entertainment, but it's a really good deal, because for $15. Like, they wash the whole spaceship
in the plot, not the people would have to
It might open at Shotgun Theaters, is what they call
Shotgun
it.
Showcase?
Shotgun Showcase.
Now, listen, this is the judge's special trophy, Denver.
Star Wash.
And maybe you could just describe this float.
Well, this one here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a big... Oh, you mean from the book?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is something for everyone. Through the eyes of a child, the sun-kissed growers remind us of how all sports heroes must have been like our two friends here on the way to the pink, to the park. In a homemade jalopy carved out of a citrus crate, these two youngsters bring everything from bats to tennis rackets just to see where their athletic abilities are.
Okay, I get the plot, but what's the float made of? Yeah. This is the part I think most people
never hear. Made out of corn husks with seed and petal labels, eucalyptus bark, pampas and hyacinth root. The hat was Vanda orchids, of course.
What is the mallet made of?
It was the eucalyptus bark. I mentioned it.
How do you make a eucalyptus bark, then?
Very carefully.
Okay. Denver Devereaux Jr., late Star Wash, soon in theaters everywhere.
I think it's maybe time we switched away, perhaps, to our man on the field, Kurt Janik.
He's not with us in the booth this year. Maybe you should explain that, Dave.
Kurt usually sits with us in the booth. And this year, we gave him a new challenge. He's going to be hosting the Rose Parade, much like he did with the World Series. So why don't we switch to Kurt now, who's out hosting on the street, watching the parade. Kurt?